Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Dinner at the Breakfast by Renee Beauregard-Loot, performed by Tara Sands. This one's for Becky, my adventure friend, my mom friend, and one of my favorite people on Earth. Chapter 1. There's no better place to be than under my heavy blue quilt with one eye open when the red Coca-Cola clock on the wall says it's 4:45 a.m. That means I get 15 more minutes of near sleep, curled up warm in my bed, listening to the gentle rumbling of trucks along Route 202. It's the best, especially this morning. Today is the day I've been planning since forever, and I get a whole 15 more minutes to dream about it. Until Mom knocks softly on my door. I know what it means when she knocks before 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and it almost deflates me. She opens my door, and all I can see is an outline of her. She's lit up from behind by the hallway light. I pull myself up on my elbows. Good morning, Mom, I say, even though I know it isn't a good morning. She wouldn't be in my doorway before 5 if it were a good morning. Morning, Tacoma. I'm sorry, baby, but I'm really gonna need your help downstairs today. I don't hear the trucks rumbling along anymore. I don't feel warm in my bed. There's just that feeling, like a dodgeball to the stomach. It steals my breath for a second. Yeah, okay, no problem.
I'll let you get dressed.
Mom starts to close the door, then pauses.
He's gonna be fine, baby. It's just one of those days.
I sit up all the way and try to smile, just in case she can see me in the dark of my room. Yeah, I know, I say. Mom closes the door. I swing my legs over the side of my bed and stretch my arms behind my head, my heart heavy in my chest. I do know, but I also know that today is supposed to be my dinner, the dinner I've wanted to make for so long. Mom and Dad finally said,
"Yeah, okay, Tacoma, you've asked 40 billion times and we've run out of no's. You can make your dinner."
Me and Dad were supposed to go shopping for ingredients today. How can I even mention it when he's feeling bad? On good Saturday mornings, we wake up early at the breakfast truck stop. Most of the kids I know get to sleep till whenever they want on Saturdays. But my family runs a truck stop, so we're up long before the sun. On bad Saturday mornings, we wake up even earlier. If it's a bad Saturday, there's only 2 of us to run things instead of 3. I pad off to the bathroom to brush my teeth and roll my hair into a bun. Last year, Hudgie Wilson told me I had granny hair, and there were a few things I would have really liked to say back to Hudgie Wilson, but I kept my mouth shut. He smells like provolone cheese, for one. I have granny hair because I cook at my family's truck stop, and no trucker on the planet wants a 12-year-old girl's long brown hairs in their scrambled eggs. So I wear my hair in a bun. I pull on a pair of jeans and my Kooks sweatshirt, then slide into my canvas sneakers and walk as softly as I can down the steps to the dining room. If Dad's asleep, I don't want to wake him up by being too loud. I make my way into the kitchen. "You already start the coffee?" I ask Mom, who is heating up the grill.
"The pot's on. Help yourself,"
she says.
"Kettle's on, too."
Kettle's on. Dad only drinks tea when he's feeling bad. Black tea with milk and honey. Some people drink that when they've got a cold or a flu. When their body doesn't feel good. Dad drinks it when his thoughts don't feel good. He has depression and anxiety, and I guess it's a tea morning. Steam whistles out of the kettle as I pour my cup of coffee.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?